Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I know a lot of people in Michigan that are planning to vote for Trump, and they're not, they don't necessarily like him that much, and they don't necessarily agree with him. They're not racist and rednecks, they're actually pretty decent people. And so I wanted to sort of, after talking to a number of them, I wanted to write this. And Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives and said, if you close these factories as you're planning to do in Detroit and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send them back, and nobody's going to buy them. It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states. You live here in Ohio, you know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not is kind of irrelevant, because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. The human hand grenade that they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they've lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years, they're stuck with the shitty Obamacare bronze plan where you can't even get a fucking Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had, except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution: the right to vote. They might be penniless, they might be homeless, they might be fucked over and fucked up. It doesn't matter, because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job. One. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class. So on November 8th, the dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big fucking X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives: Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump, after they loved him and created him, and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows get to go and blow up the whole goddamn system because it's your right. Trump's election is going to be the biggest fuck you ever recorded in human history. And it will feel good.
So I opened with that frankly incredible speech from Michael Moore from the 2016 election cycle, because I wanted you, everyone watching at home, to remember just what's at stake. Remember what we're fighting against and the reason that Donald Trump means so much to me and so much to so many other Americans. Now, Donald Trump might not be perfect, but I got to be honest, he is the only one in the history of this nation to ever truly stand for the common man. He's the only president in history to fight with the fervor he did for our hopes and dreams. He's the only one who dared to do what's right. And because of that, he represented an existential threat to the future of the American power elite, which, of course, led to the election theft of 2020. Now, in that election, only after Donald Trump had returned all the things they'd taken from us, our hopes, our dreams, our wealth, our self-respect, they finally took the one thing that we thought was sacred, that could never be taken, our right to vote. And in an instant, everything that Donald Trump helped to restore was gone once again, and more. Our ability to choose our own leader was apparently no longer ours. When that happened, it broke so many of us. Because of 2020 and our inability to have it addressed to prove this fraud that we could see so plainly, that we could point to, there are many of you out there now who believe the system is so corrupted and broken that there's no hope of ever righting this ship. Now, for those with little faith to give, that made Donald Trump's announcement last night all the more painful. Because last night, speaking live from Mar-a-Lago, President Trump made the announcement that, frankly, I fully expected, that for 2024, he was planning to run again for president. Now, the election of 2020 was stolen. And no matter what we believe, the illegitimacy of Biden or that President Trump is still the true president, that doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. On paper, it's President Biden. Trump may have won, but it's what's on paper that matters. Perception is reality in the minds of the uninitiated. So why did I expect his announcement? Well, because it's the most obvious thing he could have done. Occam's razor. He signaled many times in rallies, interviews over there on Truth Social that he would be president again and that he was going to run to get there. So, of course, that was the announcement. But by announcing that third term, it doesn't mean that he concedes the loss of 2020. Winners are successful on their merits, and cheaters, well, that's another story entirely. Think about Lance Armstrong. At one time, he was the most successful cyclist in the world until they determined he'd been juicing the entire time, and they took all of his Tour de France wins back. So now he's just a guy who cheated. That's how he's going to be remembered. And maybe someday we'll be able to say the same thing about Joe Biden. Maybe someday he'll be excised from the history books and the world will acknowledge the truth. But that day isn't today. Now, we've spent the last 2 years awaiting President Trump's return, theorizing about how it might happen, wishing that he had never left and that the election of 2020 hadn't been stolen. But the truth is that it was. And now, finally, we've gotten our wish. Trump is returning. Now, it may not be how many envisioned it, but you don't always get what you want. And just because it's not the way you envisioned does not mean that we have to tear ourselves apart because of it. I say that now because we're finally getting what we want, albeit in a different manner. Many people out there, a lot of them, are getting a lot of feels right now, and it's not good. People are...
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Out there laying blame, attacking others in the movement, and trying to rationalize this reason why it's not going down the way they anticipated. Because of the way it's happening, a lot of people are very angry. They're angry because he didn't do what they thought he was going to do. Angry because they feel he abandoned us 2 years ago when he walked away. Angry that they didn't do more. But maybe he and his advisors and the people around him did all they reasonably could. I mean, the one thing I know for sure is that Donald Trump always did what was best for America. Not for you, the individual, but for the institution, the nation, the 320 million people that he's still trying to provide a greater future for. So the question I have for all of those out there who are angry is this. What did you expect him to do? Well, if you expected him to walk on stage with the military or SCOTUS or announce that all this secret machinations that have been going on behind the scenes are true and real and this secret operation to save America was finally coming to fruition, well, then I get it. But try to remember that Trump isn't merely trying to appease the portion of his base that wants a grand gesture. Remember, he is trying to save America with no bloodshed, delivering the greatest possible returns and the highest propensity for success. We are each a small but vitally important piece of a slow yet ever-moving machine. And this outcome from last night wasn't difficult to predict if you'd been paying attention carefully throughout the entirety of Trump's time in office. Observation over interpretation allowed for many to be prepared for last night's speech. Because by observing, you can see that he's always taken steps to ensure the care and handling of our fragile republic. This great nation and the people of it require care and thoughtful deliberation. Because it's the other side that runs dangerous operations that result in death and destruction. It's the other side that plays dirty and doesn't care about the consequences. President Trump has never done that. He's always played it safe. He may have gone his own way and he may have played hardball at times, but every single time he's made decisions or negotiated, he's done so with the knowledge that we would all come out on the other side better for it. I truly believe this is the only way to see this out to the end. And if there was a better way to do it, I think we probably would have seen it by now to avoid all this suffering. But we're playing a game that's rigged, that's stacked against us. We are up against tremendous odds and against powerful enemies that seek to win at any costs. Look at COVID. They destroyed the American economy simply to stop the Trump agenda. But you see, that's not who Trump is, and that's not who I personally want to be. And as far as whether or not Trump is making the best decisions, well, I also say this, none of us are president either. None of us have been president. So until we find ourselves sitting in that Oval Office with all the awesome knowledge and power that comes attached to it, none of us can truly ever know the weight those decisions bring and the care and planning that goes into the execution of every strategy session, every mission, every operation, all of it. We'll never know unless, of course, you run for office and unless you play the game. Now, if somebody out there told you they had intel that Trump was going to do anything other than he did last night, you now know they're full of it. You now know that just like you and just like me and everyone else who goes on the radio or on screen or has a podcast, they really don't have any idea what they're talking about. They're just giving their opinion. Although in some cases, worst case scenario, certain people are leading you astray. If they're telling you they have this secret knowledge, I think they're intentionally trying to mislead you. Everyone can make educated guesses. We can all theorize. We can all infer from the likely signs and signals happening around us. But No one with hidden knowledge of top secret decision making is going to come out and reveal that. Why? Well, to do so would be a violation of their national security oath. Think carefully about the things that have been said in the past from official sources, from Trump and people in his orbit. Nobody is breaking national security. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who thought last night would be different misled you, but there are certainly those who have, and that's where your discernment has to kick in, because I'm not going to be able to identify all of them for you. I might not even know who they are, but I think it's pretty obvious, the major ones out there. Theories are one thing, and those who delve in theories will tell you that, but those who claim secret knowledge are often trafficking in another thing entirely. So if you are among the disappointed, chances are you've either been misled by someone with ill intentions, or maybe you've swapped theories for facts. But at the end of the day, it's your own bias and your own expectations that let you down. And that's not hard to do. But truthfully, it wasn't Trump. Trump didn't abandon you. He's never stopped campaigning for America, despite the official result, despite the lies and the attacks of the media and the establishment. Remember, he could have walked away, walked off into the sunset, content to enjoy his life, to enjoy the love and comfort of his beautiful family and friends, or to run his business and perhaps attempt to restore his reputation among the elites that he so publicly challenged during his time in office. He could have done all that, but he didn't. No, President Trump never left. Only his title changed. And for me, he'll always be my president. Now, knowing that he is still fighting against all odds, fighting in the face of a seemingly futile struggle. If you give up now, you're not only abandoning President Trump, but you're also abandoning your nation and yourself, not to mention this movement. You wanted things to go differently. I get it. But too bad. That's life. 9 times out of 10, the world is not what we want or even anticipate. What have you done in your own life when things didn't go the way you wanted in the past? Did you give up, or did you try another way? Well, speaking for myself, I know exactly what I've done. I've prayed on it, I've changed tactics, and I forced myself to move forward, because to stagnate is to die. And I've got a lot of living left to do. If you've ever lost anything in your life and fought to reclaim it, then you already know what it is to give everything you've got to get it back. What results isn't always what you wanted, but in the end, God provides, and that's all right, because it has to be. And I guarantee that every single one of you have already overcome things in the past that maybe you thought were insurmountable. Saving America seems like a tall task, an impossible situation perhaps, especially without the intervention of something more powerful than yourself. But stop and recognize that you are more powerful than you realize. You see, here on Earth, we are merely instruments, all of us here for a purpose, even if we don't know what that purpose is specifically. It is vital that you walk in faith, whatever that looks like to you. You must believe in yourself and our chances at success. And I promise that your relationship with God, whether you believe in him or not, is real, because he believes in you even when you think you've got nothing left to give. And when that happens, he'll be there to raise you up in your darkest hour. Having faith in God, believing in his plan and something greater than yourself, is necessary if we are to succeed. But most importantly, having faith doesn't mean that you stand by and watch, waiting for someone else to do the heavy lifting. Believing God is directing the path of our journey does not equate to inaction. It simply means we accept that we are being directed and that we acknowledge that plan exists. It's our job here on Earth to determine the part we play in it and what actions we take. It's called free will, and no one can take that away from you. When you get knocked down, you can either pick yourself back up, get back up on your feet and keep moving forward, or you can sit down in the mud and admit defeat. It's your choice. Well, as far as that, I've made my mind, and I'm moving forward because I'm confident in knowing my part in God's plan, and for me, defeat is not an option. I've said it many times, but as long as I draw breath As long as patriots agree to stand and fight, America is not lost, and it's never too late. Now, I realize I may not live to see the day America is restored. Some of us have already passed, and inevitably, others won't be there either. But that's not going to stop me before that day arrives. It's time for you to make your choice, to decide what you do next. Are you going to remain on the side of life, liberty, and happiness, or will you succumb to death, slavery, and misery? I believe this plan to save America is in full swing, and there will be battles won and lost, but the war is what we're in, and that's why we came to fight. It's God's will, and if He wills it, America will be restored through the work of patriots like yourself. I'm comfortable recognizing that my knowledge only extends so far, but I take comfort in knowing that others are prepared to stand alongside and fight with me till the end, no matter when that comes. In 2020, President Trump ran for re-election during the height of America's prosperity, and they stole the election. People understand that, and we look to 2024 with anxiety in the hope that it doesn't happen again. Trust me, there is so much that can happen before then, most of which we probably won't be able to predict. But you got to wake up every morning with the conviction and faith to carry on so that when your time comes, you'll know you did everything within your power to make sure this mission is achieved. We have a lot of hard work to do, and there are many tools available at your disposal and so many ways for you to get involved. All you have to do is make the decision, provide the commitment to do so. We're all on the same side. Remember that. Remember who your enemies are, and remember that together we are strong. Divided, we are weak.